This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. I'm Dustin Hoffman.
If you slept through history class, you didn't miss anything about General Dan Butterfield. Nobody really talks about him. However, there's not an American that does not know at least something about him, even if they don't realize it. We'll learn what that is next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
General Dan Butterfield enlisted in service during the American Civil War and soon worked his way up to the high echelons of command, becoming General Joe Hooker's chief of staff right before the Battle of Chancellorsville. I'll let you look up the history of those two on your own time. However, one thing you may not know is that General Butterfield was also an avid military innovator. He wrote the 1862 Army Field Manual. He also developed the practice of unit insignias on uniforms to identify a soldier's place in the Army. And he also liked to write bugle calls. It was after the Battle of the 7 Days during the Peninsula Campaign of 1862 when General Butterfield, then only a brigade commander, was experimenting with a bugle call for Lights Out. The general reworked some French bugle calls and rearranged his own composition of just 24 notes. Only 24 notes. Actually, there are only four distinctly different notes, low G, middle C, E, and high G. Once arranged, Butterfield gave the notes to his bugler, Oliver Norton of the 83rd Pennsylvania Volunteers. Norton became the first person to play the arrangement. Within months, camps on both the Union and Confederate sides of the battlefield were using this call to signal that the day was done. General Butterfield also suggested using the call at the end of a military burial to replace the firing of three volleys. While the practice of the three volleys of seven guns is still used, the bugle call was also added. Even to this day, you will still hear Butterfield's lullaby played when a soldier is given his or her final order, to rest from the duty he or she so nobly performed, the duty that so many soldiers never return home from. In a normal year, today would be the day you would hear Butterfield's lullaby ringing out from cemeteries, city parks, schools, courthouses, and some church lawns. Memorial Day, it's customary to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. High school band trumpeters or members of the local American Legion or VFW sound the hallowed tune that's instantly recognizable to the American ear. We no longer call it Butterfield's Lullaby. Now those simple 24 notes are known as taps. Please join me in saluting the service members of our history who never came home and the families of those left behind. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Hoffman.